Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and this is The Big Interview. And in this week's edition of The Big Interview, we speak to Duncan Crowe, who was the under-19 coach of Ajax Cape Town. He's also the national convener of selectors for the Indian Champs of Champs. We chat to him about the tournament and a review of the year at the under-19s at Ajax Cape Town. This show was proudly brought to you by Indian. With us, you are number one.
Sokala Duma Radio.
I'm now joined on the line by former Bafana Bafana International and also currently is an under-19 coach for Ajax Cape Town. He's also a national convener at the Indian Champ of Champs. Thank you very much for your time, Coach Duncan Crowe. How's it going?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you, man. Well, I was thinking about this and I was thinking around 1982, when you were a little kid playing for Glendine, when you were mesmerizing adults and scoring goals, there would not have been a lot of opportunities where you are given a kit by Umbro or you are given a sponsorship by Umbro because of your talents around the time, because our football wasn't as advanced. And then you fast forward over 30 years later and then we have Indian tournaments like these where sponsors can be able to sponsor 17-year-olds. What do you make of those kind of initiatives?
Man, this is all about Indian. The Indian Knockout Challenge is all about development. And if we talk about 1982, there was nothing like that. I can't recall playing in a junior tournament as such. And today, our youngsters have this opportunity to play in different tournaments where they can be scouted and some of their dreams can be realized by playing for a professional team or even playing overseas. And that is what the Indian Knockout Challenge is all about, to develop our youngsters. It started out as under-17, now we moved over to under-18 division. Now, why is the Indian Knockout Challenge important? And how can it help with the development? It is important for us because a youngster can only develop when they play strength versus strength. Where a youngster can be exposed of his shortcomings, then also for the coach to realize, oh, look, that is his shortcoming when they play against good teams. So that is what they need to work on. But if you play in a good team and you win by high scores all the time, your shortcomings will not be exposed. That is why it's important to play strength versus strength. And it's just a pity that a good tournament like the Indian Knockout Challenge is only played once a year. It needs to be played on a regular basis, say twice or thrice during a season. But at the moment, you can see the strides that the Indian Knockout Challenge has made. And coaches and players, they look forward to that time of the year when the Indian Knockout Challenge is in town. And that's important for us.
And the Stars of Africa, of course, winning this year's tournament over penalties, over Virginia Sports Academy. What did you make of this year's tournament? What was different about it? What were the initiatives that were taken by Indian for this year's tournament?
Let's first talk about your first part of the question when you mentioned the African Stars of Africa. They won the Champs of Champs, meaning they the champions as far as the Indian Knockout Challenge is concerned. If you look at, they came through the region of the Gauteng. Now in Gauteng region, you get more professional teams, more academies playing in that tournament than any other tournament. The closest it comes was probably Cape Town. And you wouldn't expect a team like Stars of Africa to make it that far. But they proved that they are made of steel. It shows that they're a good academy, and it shows that they've got staying power. They managed to win the tournament in Johannesburg. They came to the Champs of Champs, and they managed to win that as well. So that's a sign that it's not only the professional clubs that are strong, but there are other academies that's not professional that can hold their own. And that is important for our Bafana Bafana team, because we've got a lot of good amateur players, good amateur clubs that can produce good amateur players. Then the future of Bafana Bafana and soccer in South Africa in general is on the up. And yet again, thanks to a tournament like the Indian Knockout Challenge.
With this year, there were quite a few innovations that I mentioned in the prelude to our conversation, that in your time, there was never a case where you could win something like a sponsorship with Umbro as a 17-year-old. And we found out that actually most of the kids that won individual awards, they have endorsements from Umbro, you know, and which is probably something new in addition for this year. There were other additions as well in this year. So let's look at the tournament overall. How was it and how different was it from the other years?
We try to improve the tournament every year, but we don't want to make it. Remember, I stated every time that it's all about development.
Absolutely.
The prize money, yes, it stays the same, because we don't want to reach a situation where coaches enter the team just to win the prize money. It must be a case of, let me go showcase my players, let me prepare my players in a proper way. Don't forget about the money. Don't worry about the money, forget about the money, but let's play strength versus strength and prepare our team for the best. Now, in each competition, we had the goalkeeper of the tournament, defender of the tournament, we had a midfielder of the tournament, striker of the tournament, fair play team of the tournament as well. And then from those, we selected the highest goal scorer, and then from those, we selected a player of the tournament. One of those individual award winners, they received a year's sponsorship deal with Umbro. And like you've mentioned, that is unheard of in other competitions. It also teaches these players to deal with the money side of things. Because remember, it's not unlimited. It's a limited amount where they say you get X amount and you've got to work out what you want and what you need from that amount. If you make it unlimited, there's no dealings or no thinking that goes into it. So that is also another way of teaching our youngsters how to deal with sponsorships and how to make a great success of it.
And tell me, talk to us about your role as a national convener of selectors at the Indian Champs of Champs and the regional knockout tournament as well. What does your job entail? What is required of you when you're doing that as a national convener of selectors?
Firstly, it started years ago. I'm the only one that's still surviving. Started out with Clive Barker and a few others. Clive Barker played a very important role. And from the very first tournament, I was involved. And the tournaments was run in a certain way. I came to the fore when I brought this new format. That when we play, because we played in a tournament, I played with Ajax in a tournament in Holland. And seeing that this is all about development, we came to this tournament, to the Indian Knockout Challenge, with a format where every team that enters the tournament, that plays in the tournament, plays the same number of games. Each team plays 6 games in this tournament. It doesn't matter if you end up 4th in your group or if you end up 5th in your group. It doesn't matter if you got knocked out in the first round of the knockout stages or if you go through to the final. But all of them play the same number of games. That is the important thing. So at the end of the tournament, in the regions, there are 16 teams. So at the end of the tournament, you can work out, you can see who ended up first, who ended up 16th. Every team plays for a position. So it doesn't matter if you're in the winner stage of the knockout or in the loser stage of the knockout, you've still got something to play for.
And for such a prestigious tournament, Coach, what is the role of scouts? How much scouting takes place in that? How much of a platform is this tournament?
And that is one of my, you've asked earlier on about my role of selectors. In each region, we get prominent players, especially former players or prominent coaches, to assist with the scouting of these individual awards. At the Champs of Champs as well, this year we had the managing director of Coover, Kale Kutsia, helping us. And of course, our favorite son of South African football, Augustine Makalakalani. He was also one of the selectors.
He's still flamboyant. He's still looking good and flamboyant.
All the same, Augustine, that was started wearing the white boots. I think he started the trend in South African
Absolutely,
soccer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, and as far as the scouts are concerned, we get scouts from all over the world. Now, that's, I will repeat, all over the world. Not only national team scouts, but from all over the world. This year, at the Champs of Champs, we had a scout from Monaco at our tournament. If you talk about years gone past, we had one of our selectors being Thabo Tshinong, that is now the assistant coach of Bafana Bafana. Years ago, we also had Clinton Larson, that was a selector at our tournament. He's now a coach of the Log Leaders.
They're number two now in the Log.
Number two in the PSL. So, yeah, we had prominent guys playing a part as well. If you look at the assistant coach at Orlando Pirates, he was the assistant coach at
Rulani Mokoena.
Rulani Mokoena, he was also one of our selectors.
Nice.
Top players over the years, I can go back. I know I'm missing out on top names as well, but just to mention a few. These are the guys that played a part. And many times you hear of players that came through the ranks of the Indian Nokia Challenge. But I can mention coaches that came through this ranks as well.
Yeah, we really appreciate that insight, Coach. Before we let you go, though, I want you to take a look at what you do on a daily basis, which is at IX, and highlight to us what has been the highlights. I'm looking at an article that we wrote in Sokola Duma on the website that Leo Tetane and Dean Solomons were unveiled at IX Amsterdam as their two latest signings on long-term contracts. What have you made of your year? I know that we spoke earlier in the year, and we spoke about the two tournaments that you guys went to in Holland, where you beat Manchester United. Can Coach Duncan Crowe look back at the year and assess what kind of year has it been for you as a coach at Ajax Amsterdam, the academy?
I think it's been, if you look at those two players that you've mentioned, Dean Solomons and Leo Tetane, signing for Ajax Amsterdam after being spotted at the two tournaments that we played in Holland in May. Absolutely fantastic. That's a great success for our club. It's not where we end up in any competition. It's how our players perform in that competition and how our players improve from one competition to the next. We play two tournaments, one weekend, take a break, and we prepare them for the next tournament the next week. And how they improve, that is how we measure our players. Yes, I can go back and say we reached the final of the first tournament. We beat Manchester United 2-0. Is that how we measure? Not really. How they performed under those circumstances that we measure our players and our team performance on. We went on to the next tournament. Yes, we lost out in the semi-final, even though we missed a penalty. But a person can look back and say we should have and we could have. How did we perform under those circumstances? That is what we must analyze. And on our way to losing in the, as a matter of fact, we lost in the semi-final and we played our third and fourth place playoff against a giant of world football, Real Madrid. And we beat them as well. We played our second stringers, those who didn't play. And I'm sure Real Madrid also was probably also played their second stringers. But we managed to beat them yet again. How did we play on our way to beating them? And I think we were dominant in both games. Both the giants of world football, Manchester United and Real Madrid, we dominated in both games. And that is where we take what we take pride in. Because we know soccer can be strange. Opponents dominating you, and you just managing two breakaways and you score the two goals. But in those games, how we analyzed it is we were dominant in both games, and that we take a lot of pride in. I am currently, you've mentioned under 19. I was the coach of the under 19 at the beginning of the year. I'm now the coach of the NBC and the ABC. And if you look at how these players perform, we've got quite a few players in the NDC team that's knocking on the door of our PSL team. And currently, I can say that they are performing very well against top opponents in that league. Our ABC team is also holding their own. We don't expect 16, 17-year-olds to win the league, but we expect them to hold their own. And that is what we prepare them for weekends, just to hold their own and make sure that they get better over the weeks as the season goes on.
So in wrapping up, you would say that it's been a nice year for you. You've achieved your targets more or less.
For us at Ajax, absolutely fantastic season for the NBC, ABC and then the 19 team that went overseas. We're also looking at the youngsters, who's going to be our next under 19 player, who's going to be our next NBC player, because we don't want the bottleneck situation. That is why we're glad that Leo Tetane and the Dean made it. That's an inspiration for the others coming through as well, and for them to work harder. Now, if we reach a success in that way, players become confident. And when a player becomes confident, the sky is the limit as far as development is concerned. That is why winning is important, not the ultimate, but it's important to build confidence. And like I've mentioned, with the confidence comes that willingness to grow. And who knows where it will stop when you've got that confidence.
All right, Coach Duncan Crowley, thank you very much for your time and your insights. We appreciate talking to you once again.
No, thank you very much for interviewing me.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your ear as always. I am Nkululeko Nkeu, and this was Sokala Duma Radio, the big interview.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.